This is KUT. 2016 was another strong year for Austin's real estate market. And if you're looking to buy a home in the new year, some analysts say it's better to do it sooner than later. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
Near the end of 2016, the Austin-Round Rock metro area saw a notable spike in single-family home sales. In November, sales grew almost 16% compared to the same month last year. Jim Gaines is the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. He says 2016 didn't bring the same seasonal low we typically see around the end of the year.
It's still indicative that we have a pretty strong housing market, but because of the spread between November of 16 to November 15, we get this big percentage increase.
Heading into 2017, Gaines says the recent interest rate hike is sure to be a key consideration for home buyers. He says it'll likely make some people nervous about borrowing, but it's important to remember that the rate is rising from historic lows.
Going into 2017, we're going to see interest rates ranging probably from the low fours to maybe the high fours. There's reason to suspect that that'll have a psychological impact more than an actual economic impact. Just people think somehow once it gets over five after it's been in the threes that that's just unreasonably high.
Gaines says the rate hike may come as a shock to many young people entering the housing market for the first time. They may opt to scale down instead of springing for a more expensive dream home. But he says if you're looking to buy in the Austin area, there's no longer a good reason to wait.
Prices, of course, are not going to come down. Availability is right now the biggest issue. There simply is just such a limited supply. Your problem is really not going to be affordability. It's going to be choice.
Eldon Rood runs the firm 360 Real Estate Analytics. He says after 4 years of strong job growth in the region, there's a lot of pent-up demand in the housing market. But Rood says it remains to be seen how long that trend can continue.
The latest job numbers from the Workforce Commission show that we're creating about half the jobs on an annual basis that we were for the last 4 years. So there are some signs that things might begin to slow a little bit. We'll have to see how those numbers play out as we move through the first part of 2017.
Saida Hassan, KUT News.